Welcome once again to Inspiration Sounds and to more stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra Knox, and this is episode 38. Well, last week, listeners, we had a little break, and we return today, fully refreshed and raring to go with a light-hearted and humorous episode with three stories from Sri Chinmoy's book, The Sailor and the Parrot. And there are probably many of you that are familiar with this classic book full of humour. And Sri Chinmoy says that without humour, we cannot exist on earth. Humour really is the salt of life, and that a sense of humour ought to be cultivated by everybody, every day. And that includes me and you. So, with that in mind, sit back and relax and get ready to laugh a little, to shake off those everyday burdens with some humour. Thanks for listening. I'm Budsamudra. The Sailor and the Parrot, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was once a handsome young sailor who used to sail from one country to another. When he returned home, he would tell wonderful stories to his relatives, friends, and neighbors. So they were all great admirers of his. Everywhere he went, young girls used to fall in love with him. He would exploit them and then leave them when he sailed for another country. He had girlfriends in all the places he visited. To every girlfriend, he had only one thing to say, that he loved her only. Although he knew other girls, he said that he loved that particular girl only. This is what he told them and what he wrote in his letters to each girl. One girl in Spain felt that he truly loved her most of all. She felt inwardly that someday he would not pay any attention to any other girls. It was her hope that he would one day marry her. Unfortunately, as the years passed, the situation became worse and the girl was becoming disgusted with the sailor. But his letters still used to come to her, saying that he loved her only. One day, while he was sailing near a tropical island, a very beautiful parrot flew into his boat. He caught the parrot, put it in a box, and mailed it to his girlfriend in Spain with a note saying, "I love you only. Soon we are going to get married." The girlfriend was thrilled to get the box. She wrote him a few letters asking him to tell her the exact date when they would get married. He answered that definitely they would get married soon, but he could not tell the date. He said, "I have no idea when I'm going to land in Spain again. I have to go to various places." 2 years passed, and there was still no sign of his coming. The girl finally got mad at him and also at his parrot because the parrot had brought such false news. So she killed the parrot and threw away all of the sailor's old letters. She cried, "I don't want to have anything to do with him. Anything that came from him, I do not want to keep." She destroyed all his letters and gifts. The following day, who came but the sailor? The girl opened the door and said, "What, you have come?"
"Yes, I have come," said the sailor.
Then the girl said,
"I am so sorry. I thought that you were a rogue and that you would never come back to me. I thought that you would never come and that you were laughing at me. So I got mad and destroyed your letters and killed your parrot."
The sailor was shocked.
"I can understand that you would not want our love letters, our heart-to-heart letters. But how could you kill such a beautiful bird?"
The girl said,
"I was so angry and upset. Anything that belonged to you I destroyed. Now I feel so sad. Please, please forgive me."
"Let us have mutual forgiveness. I have delayed in my coming, so you were angry. Now, you forgive me for my delay, and I will forgive you for destroying my letters and bird.
When do you plan for us to get married, my darling?
Oh, yes. Now, the thing is, do you want me to marry you, or do you want me to invite you to a wedding party?
The girlfriend was very puzzled.
Oh, what are you talking about?
You and I are getting married. Definitely, we are getting married. But a third party is unfortunately involved. So I came here to offer you an invitation to my wedding party, instead of writing you a letter.
The girl fainted. The sailor started pouring water on her head and shaking her, saying,
"Get up. Get up. You must get up."
Finally, the girl said,
"I am getting up."
"Tomorrow," said the sailor, "I will come with your sister."
"What?"
the girl exclaimed.
"I don't have a sister."
"I will bring a friend to meet you."
The girl was sad, but she said,
I can't blame you for planning to marry somebody else."
"I am sorry. I just told you a lie. I have already married. 9 months ago, I got married. Tomorrow, I will bring my wife to meet you, and she will be like a sister, as well as your best friend on earth."
Both the girl and the sailor looked at each other and cried. They weren't crying for each other. They were crying for the way they had behaved towards each other. She cried for how he had deceived her, and he cried because he had broken her innocent heart. The Old Lady and the Doctor, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. An old lady, 60 years old, went to a doctor because of some ear trouble. She started talking all about her children and grandchildren. Finally, the doctor said,
You came here because of ear trouble. Please tell me about your ear and what you are suffering from."
The lady said,
"All right, I will tell you what I have been suffering from for months and months."
And she went on to tell him all her complaints about her ear. The doctor asked her how old she was, and she said,
"What? Oh, I have forgotten how old I am. Oh, but let me think. I was born, since I never tell a lie, let me not make a mistake in telling you my age. I was married when I was 20, and my husband was 40. Now, just the other day, my husband said that our marriage is 40 years old. So my husband is double the age that he was when we were married. I must also be double the age I was. So I am 40. Am I not correct?"
The doctor laughed at her and said, "Yes, you are correct. You are 40 and he is 80. The lady got mad at the doctor and said,
"My children and grandchildren are all educated, but they have such respect for me. They think that I know much more than they do. Here you are, a doctor, and you think that I don't even know how to count. Anyway, my main complaint is that I don't hear well."
The doctor said, "Well, it is a great blessing that you don't hear well. Your children and grandchildren are leading their own lives, and all kinds of calamities are taking place. You are fortunate that you can't hear about these problems."
"What? What did you say? But when they have good news, I can't hear either. You see, this hearing problem is a punishment."
The doctor replied, "For each piece of good news that you would get, you would hear 20 bad things. So the best thing is for you to have a bad ear, so you can avoid hearing anything." The Expensive Sweater, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budhsamudra Knox. A wife was bothering her husband for some money so that she could buy a beautiful sweater, which was on display in a shop window. She was saying, "This is the world's most beautiful sweater." The husband told her,
"It is so expensive, and we are poor people. Besides, how do you know it is the right size?"
The wife said, "I inquired, and the sweater is my size." Every day, the wife continued to beg the husband, but the husband would say,
"We are very poor. We will starve. It is $50, and we cannot spend $50 just for a sweater."
The wife was so sad that she could not even cook properly. The husband felt miserable, and finally he said,
"All right, for us to spend $50 is really something. But I am giving you $50 to buy the sweater."
He gave her the money before he went to work. In the evening, he came back and asked, "Where is the sweater?" The wife said,
"I went to the store to buy the sweater, but when I saw it on display, something entered into my mind."
The husband was so happy.
"Oh, good! You were thinking that we really don't have enough money. Am I not correct? Oh, I am so grateful to you that you have not spent the $50 on a sweater. You knew I was all the time protesting, so you didn't buy it."
"No, no, no, no,"
the wife said.
"I was not thinking of you or our poverty. I was just thinking of one thing. The brilliant thought entered into my mind that if the sweater had been really beautiful and really comfortable, I am sure by this time someone would have bought it. I thought that perhaps I was a fool, and the sweater couldn't really be that beautiful and that comfortable. For 2 weeks, I have been begging you for the money. In 2 weeks' time, somebody else would have bought it if it had been really beautiful. That is why I didn't buy it."
The husband said,
"I am so happy for this brilliant idea. Every day you can be a great discoverer. One day you will discover an infinitely greater truth in life. From your discovery, you will make us rich. Then we will lead a most comfortable life, and we will be able to buy not only one sweater, but hundreds of sweaters. We will be able to buy any dress or anything that you want. You should always have these good, effective ideas."
That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds and to more stories from the heart of the world. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And join me next week, once again, when we will take some more stories from this book, The Sailor and the Parrot. So, next week, another humorous episode for you. Wherever you are, I hope you have a great week and that you don't take life too seriously. I'm Budhsamudra. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.